Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Feminine Reset. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to dish out some real talk about all things self-love, emotional strength, and living a life that feels damn good. Now, today's topic is something near and dearer to my heart, the powerful connection between self-care and productivity. You know those days when you feel like a superhero. You're crushing goals left and right, tackling your to-do list with ease, and radiating pure energy. Chances are, on those days, you prioritized yourself. That means making time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul, from taking a hot bath and reading a good book to getting some fresh air and hitting the gym. It's about listening to your inner voice and giving yourself what you truly need to thrive. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, Laura, self-care sounds great, but I'm already swamped with work. How can I possibly squeeze it into my busy schedule? Trust me, I get it. But let me tell you, neglecting self-care is like running a car on empty. Eventually, you're going to sputter and stall. That's why today, we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will help you understand how self-care actually fuels your productivity, not the other way around. Number 1. Taking breaks actually boosts your focus. Ever notice how staring at a screen for hours on end makes your brain feel like mush? Your brain needs downtime to recharge and process information. So step away from the computer, go for a walk, listen to some music, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. You'll come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed energy. Number 2. Prioritizing sleep is non-negotiable. I'm talking about getting at least 7-8 hours of quality sleep every night. When you're well rested, your cognitive functions are sharp, your mood is elevated, and you're better equipped to handle stress. Think of it like this. Sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity for peak performance in all areas of your life, work, relationships, health, you name it. Number 3. Nourishing your body with healthy food fuels your engine. We all know that sugary snacks and processed foods can lead to energy crashes and sluggishness. Opting for whole and processed foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains provides sustained energy and keeps your brain functioning at its best. Remember, you are what you eat. Number 4. Movement is magic. Even if it's just a short walk around the block, getting your body moving releases endorphins, reduces stress, and improves your overall well-being. Find an activity that you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or simply taking the stairs instead of the elevator. And lastly, number 5. Making time for activities that bring you joy is crucial. This could be anything from reading a good book to spending time with loved ones to pursuing your hobbies. When you engage in activities that make your soul sing, it replenishes your energy and motivation. Remember, life is not just about ticking off tasks, it's about living a fulfilling and joyful experience. Now, let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be constantly stressed, feeling overwhelmed by her workload, and struggling to find time for anything else. She was burning the candle at both ends, thinking that sacrificing her self-care would somehow lead to greater productivity. Guess what? It backfired. She ended up exhausted, burnt out, and her performance actually suffered. But then she decided to try something different. She started incorporating small acts of self-care into her routine, taking a 10-minute walk in the park during her lunch break, practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes before bed, and making sure to have a delicious and healthy breakfast every morning. And you know what? Her productivity soared. She felt more focused, energized, and capable of tackling even the most challenging tasks. So remember, beautiful souls, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in yourself so that you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Make time for things that nourish your soul, because when you feel good, you do good. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to The Feminine Reset and share it with your friends who could use a little dose of inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are powerful beyond measure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.